It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you guys for hanging out. Davin's Den, let's do an outstanding... What's the matter?
No, I disappeared for a second. I'm like, where the hell did I go?
Damn good question.
I know. You melded into your background.
Yeah.
Let's do an outstanding display of state. It's a long news story, but it's an interesting story. So we'll do that, and then I'll give you more details and all. So, and then we'll get to it. There we go.
If there's one thing that unites the three of us on Davin's Den, it's an outstanding display of spite. In lieu of that, we'd like to introduce Outstanding Displays of Spite!
Republicans are threatening to revoke an unusual rule specific to Walt Disney World. It effectively allows the company to act as its own autonomous municipal government. Lawmakers floated the change after Disney denounced what critics are calling the Don't Say Gay law. Republican Congressman Spencer Roach tweeted Wednesday that lawmakers are meeting to discuss abolishing the 1967 Reedy Creek Improvement Act. That law established the Reedy Creek Improvement District for the land owned by Walt Disney World. Disney vowed Monday to help repeal Florida's parental rights in education law that bars teachers from discussing sexual orientation or gender identity in kindergarten through third grade classrooms. In higher grades, it bans any conversations conducted in a, quote, manner that is not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate. The law also allows parents to sue school districts that violate the policy. Joining us now is Jacob Ogles. He is a reporter for FloridaPolitics.com. Welcome. Good to have you here. So let's begin by just talking about the 1967 Reedy Creek Improvement Act. I think most of us didn't know that it even existed. So explain to us how Disney's able to essentially function as its own governing city.
Well, yes, this is something that dates back to when Walt Disney was first scouting Central Florida for land. They bought a significant amount of land here in the area. And one of the things that Walt Disney wanted that he did not have at Disneyland in California was to have a lot of autonomy and control over what happened over the property, so he didn't just have unfortunate urban blight show up blocks away from the theme park. What was set up was basically a government. They make land use decisions. They run their own fire department. They have their own police that's Walt Disney Security. And they just do a lot of the things that typically fall to a city or a county to do.
Well, they are so huge. In some ways, you can see why that was created and why that might be beneficial both to Florida and to the Walt Disney Corporation. But now Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signaled that he supports repealing the Reedy Creek law as it seems like a punishment for Disney taking this stance. So do Florida Republicans have enough support to take this away from Disney?
Well, that remains to be seen. For the record, they just closed the legislative session here in Florida, so they're not typically supposed to meet until next year, although there is a special session to deal with redistricting coming up, and any number of other topics may come up. That said, I mean, I think that you're going to run into some opposition with this, even within the Republican Party. There have been some Republican lawmakers who've already started to return donations over the opposition to Don't Say Gay, but there's still a tremendous amount of influence that Disney holds with the state of Florida and its government. It's one of the state's largest employers and has been for years. Just recently, they announced they were moving thousands of theme park-related jobs to the Lake Nona area. So honestly, it would be quite a blow for Florida to suddenly strip them of government powers that they've enjoyed now for decades.
You sort of wonder, for most of our viewers, they come at this as a consumer. If they go to Disney, they're there for the experience. If that act were repealed, would that change anything about the Disney experience? Would the company operate differently? And what would be the implications then for local governments that would need to then take up all of those municipal functions that Disney had previously performed?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure exactly how different the experience will be for guests necessarily. That remains to be seen. But this is going to be asking Orange County and Osceola County, the places where right now the Walt Disney World Resort spans. That's going to have them picking up a lot of services that right now are handled by Reedy Creek. I'm not sure ultimately what happens with that. I mean, you'd likely see the Reedy Creek Fire Department become part of the county fire department, but there's going to be a lot of negotiations, a lot of interlocal agreements that remain to be discussed at all. I don't think Orange County and Osceola County are particularly excited to take on these responsibilities. And I don't know, I certainly know that Walt Disney World and the Disney Corporation wouldn't want to willingly give up the autonomy that they have on the property right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, the parental rights and education law, which was the catalyst for us discussing the Reedy Creek Act, it's highly controversial. Yeah. And Disney isn't the first to come out in opposition to it. LGBTQ plus organizations, Hollywood celebrities, the White House, Democratic lawmakers, activists. There have been plenty of people who have criticized the so-called Don't Say Gay law. Why are these Republican legislators seeking to punish Disney specifically for rebuking the law?
Well, I think it speaks a lot to the profile of the company in the state of Florida. Of note, just a few weeks ago, Disney was taking a hammering from the left for failing to speak up about Don't Say Gay before it passed. Their involvement really started after the legislature already passed the bill. And then the day after the governor signed the bill into law, they issued a very strong statement basically saying that they would finance any effort to have the bill either repealed or to have it thrown out by the courts. I think that is what ultimately got the attention of the government in a really negative way here, so that they have now heavily criticized Disney over the last couple weeks or so. I don't know exactly why Disney and not any of the other critics, but I think that everybody notices. I mean, I'm on here today on national TV talking about what's happening to Disney. Mm-hmm. I think that a big part of this is just making sure that the Republicans in the legislature and in the governor's mansion know they are very serious about defending this bill and trying to discourage anybody else from speaking out against it.
All right, Jacob Ogles, thank you.
All right, that was from CBS. I thought that was interesting. But there's more to this story. This is particularly spidey. That's spidey, but this is particularly spidey. So Representative Jim Banks, an Indiana Republican, is threatening not to support the extension of Disney's copyrights after the conglomerate opposed Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay bill, which was signed by Governor Ron DeSantis in March. After LGBTQ advocates and Disney employees called for walk out publicly to protest CEO's Bob Chapek's slow response to publicly criticizing the Florida legislation, the company responded, pledging to help repeal the new law. In response to Disney's opposition law, Banks wrote a letter to the company regarding the forthcoming expiration of valuable copyrights owned by the Walt Disney Company. In the letter obtained by CBS News, like they went on a fact-finding mission or something, I was like, oh, this is next to the waste paper basket. Well, we've obtained it. I was wondering how they obtained things. They got moles.
Well, you never know how they really got it. I mean, they probably do have moles, but I mean, they said obtained. That meant that somebody handed it over, perhaps.
They tickled. Somebody had it, and they tickled them, and so they were crying, and then it was finally obtained. In the letter...
Damn it, Elmo! Can't you keep any secrets?
No. It's Tickle Me Tucker, don't you remember?
In
the letter obtained by CBS News, Banks blasted Disney, saying it wants to repeal the law for doing business with China and for its woke corporate actions. All right, well, everybody's doing business with China, so I don't know what that has to do with everything. Are you familiar with America? Are you familiar with Walmart and Dollar General and everybody else? We're all doing business with China, so I don't know what that means.
Yes.
The Constitution gives Congress the authority to determine the length of time to protect copyrights, the letter reads. Further, it explicitly states that copyrights may not be permanent. Yet Disney's long history of lobbying on this issue suggests that is its goal.
Okay. Banks cite several times amendments to copyright laws has benefited Disney. Under current law, Disney loses its Mickey Mouse copyright on January 1st, 2024, he writes, adding that he will not support further extension applicable to your copyrights, which should become public domain. So everybody gets Mickey? Okay. Disney lobbied for the Copyright Act of 1976 and again for a 1998 law that extended the length of copyright time periods. This law allowed works owned by a corporation to be protected from 95 years from the original publication or 120 years from creation based on whichever expires first, according to Cardozo Law School. The passage of this law pushed Disney's copyright of Steamboat Willie, its first Mickey Mouse animation ever distributed through 2023. But on January 1st, 2024, Disney's copyright for Steamboat Willie will expire and the original iteration of Mickey Mouse will fall into public domain, according to the law school. It is not yet clear if Disney will lobby to revise the copyright laws at that time the way the company has in the past. Fellow Republican lawmakers, Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado and Representative Matt Gaetz of Kid Smuggling of Florida shared Banks' attitude toward Disney. Next year, the woke Disney lobbyists will ask Congress to extend Mickey Mouse's trademark. I think not. Again, I don't understand how being gay is woke or not woke, but okay. I know what woke is, and there's plenty of woke things I don't like, you know. But again, I don't understand how sexual, but whatever. I guess I don't have to for this conversation.
No.
Things that scare Disney. Municipal dissolution, copyright expiration, combined reporting, Gaetz tweeted. Things that scare you. The feds looking into why you smuggled that 17-year-old across state lines. Anyway, I don't see that here. Anyway, I'm the former finance and tax chairman of the Florida House, and I know what I speak. DM's open for Florida legislatures. I'll tell you how to trap this, wrote it. I'm also not afraid of, apparently, orgies with senators. What the fuck does Matt Gaetz get into? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was Madison Cawthorn. I apologize. These guys have so much free time on their hands. But really, I can't imagine a bunch of old senators having orgies. I can imagine that.
No, please, bleach, eyes, no.
Okay.
Stop.
Governor Ron DeSantis also criticized Disney's opposition to the law, saying at a press conference last week that Disney crossed the line with its statement. I wonder if he criticizes all the tax dollars they pay. I wonder if he criticizes that shit. The governor also suggested Disney's special privileges could be lifted. Because not for nothing, I don't know the way the Florida tax system works, but I'm guessing one of the reasons why you can't have a state, why you don't have a state income tax, which makes Florida so appealing to so many people, is that you have these conglomerates like Disney and MGM, like with these huge theme parks that generate all this income, which brings tourists, where you charge like 50% of like a 50% tax on like a rental car. I'm guessing you're kind of benefiting from Disney being there. Whether
oh my God, their tourism is definitely benefiting hugely.
Trust me, we're not going for the mosquitoes. You know, we're going for Disney and Universal and all that stuff, and the beaches, of course, too. But you know, it costs a lot of money if you want to get a hotel in Florida around Orlando because of the taxes. Because they charge tourists such high taxes, you don't have to charge the residents such high taxes, which is fine. It's fine. But let's not forget that business model. I mean, you know, so it's not like you're doing Disney a huge favor. It kind of works both ways.
I mean, without the theme parks, a lot of Florida would be highlighted by Florida Man, Palmetto Bug, and Gators. So
I mean, it's
they owe them a lot.
It's like if Nevada railed against like casinos. Like, dude, what are you doing? That's your money. It worked. And listen, they benefit too. Don't get me wrong, but it works together. So there were some interesting things from the whole story. Like there's many aspects of this. I didn't know Disney had its own government. what are they, the Vatican? I mean.
That is amazing. I had no idea that they were their own town.
On its surface, I don't like that at all.
And that was established in 1967. If you could take Florida swampland and turn it into one of the biggest destinations in the country, if not the world, they'll let you do what you want to do.
Pretty much. Yeah. Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. On its face, I don't like the fact that Disney has its own government. But it seems like now the local municipalities and counties want nothing to do with it. They want Disney to take this responsibility because I guess they would have to increase their residence taxes, the citizens of these communities, to have all these police and everything to patrol Disney. So again, it works out both for everybody. Disney can kind of do what they want, and it kind of benefits the local area. So it's just so short-sighted, this approach. Cutting your nose off to spite your face. That's what it kind of seems like.
Yeah. It's not unprecedented that, you know, some of the Republicans will do things just be, you know, especially the conservative, like, religious ones that will do things, you know, they cut off their nose to spite their face because they're just like, we cannot have this. This is what we believe in, and you cannot have what you believe in. So they're just like, they become so spiteful and so hateful about certain things. I mean, the gays just drive them absolutely apeshit. And so they don't want to hear any reason about it. They're just like, we got to go back at the gays. And anybody who is aiding and abetting the gays is now target. And
I don't think...
They see Disney as the woke, evil, you know,
yeah, but
household of gay.
I don't think this is them. I might be cynical. I don't think Gates and Bobart and all these people, I don't think they give a shit about the religion and everything. I think they like making headlines and throwing out red meat. Because the people who like the red meat, they don't look about, well, what does this actually mean for the state? What does this actually mean for the local communities that are saying, we're fine with them. We don't want to have to pay. We don't want to have more police on our payroll to do work security at Disney. Let them do their own thing. I mean, like on its surface, I don't like that because
looking at the whole thing in a nutshell is you look at the whole, you know, sequence of everything here. Okay, they passed the Don't Say Gay, but which is not the Don't Say Gay bill. It's not teaching sexual orientation to people that are 5 through 8, okay? Kids 5 through 8. Now, that being done is Ben Disney, the head of Disney, bowed to the gay employees there, which rubbed the Republicans down there the wrong way. And said,
Joe, hold on. Let me stop you right there. What is the proper way to rub these Republicans?
Like a genie lamp.
Oh.
In a bathroom stall.
When they get caught. So basically, you know, rub them the wrong way. So what they're going to do is, well, you've got the copyrights coming up.
We didn't get to the copyrights yet. Don't go to the copyrights. Let's first deal with the fact that Disney has its own government, and they want to. We'll get to the copyrights next. But what do you think about that? That they want to take this away and.
Well, I think, that, and you got to remember the year 1967. Okay, like I said before, you've got this useless swampland that's just sitting there that the Disney company wants to buy and turn into something that is going to be one of the most biggest tourist attractions in the country, in your backyard.
In the world. In the world.
Yeah, well, Orlando is going to help Kissimmee. It's all those, you know, all year long. It's the perfect place. So I would believe that law was established maybe as a concession of part of them being there. You can have your own government. What are they going to do? Have Goofy as president? You know, so who knows? So they probably did that as a concession. And at the time, if you're going to buy swamp land and turn it into something, fine. You know, we'll make that as a concession.
Yeah, but now it seems like the local governments want that there. You know, the local governments don't want the responsibility.
Can you imagine?
The local
thing alone.
The local counties and municipalities, at least from this story, are saying, because otherwise they have to, they're responsible for fire and police and overseeing the vast Disney complex. It is huge. And that means they got to hire more people and raise more taxes and are responsible for more things. So you're hurting the local community. That's one of the arguments against this. It just seems so stupid. Just let it. I mean, I never would have given them that power of having their own government. Like, if I was asked in 1967, I would have said, no, you're not that special. We appreciate what you're doing, but you needed space, and we got it. You don't get to be your own government. But now that it's so entrenched, 60 years later, I wouldn't change it.
You're not in favor of them having their own government?
Initially, no. I would not have given them that. But now that it's so entrenched and the local communities were saying this could be a real hardship for us if you take that away, unless there's such corruption that President Goofy's up to, I would let it be. Leave the status quo.
And your points on it with the fire responsibility, you know, the police responsibility. Yeah, let that be make a gold mine. Yeah, so if I'm a neighboring county or something like that, well, now we exactly what you said. Now we have to pick up the tab. They're making money hand over fist. Why should we have that burden? Let them do it.
Yeah. All right. So we agree with that. Now on to the copyright thing.
Yeah.
You know, I never really understood. I never really thought about that much, to be fair. But I never really understood where, like, if you create something, like after X amount of years, it becomes public domain. I understand the benefit of the public, but Disney is still a live and thriving thing. Why should they lose control of their original cartoon, which started it all? It's important to them. Why should that be for anybody to have? I don't know. I don't understand the reasoning behind that.
I don't either.
I guess in case there's a monopoly on something, or there is something that's similar that should have a shot to be created. You know, I mean, and the way they're basing the law, you know, look, you know my feelings about this quote unquote don't say gay bill. But in context of the law to a copyright, how could you're going to not issue a copyright because you don't like their political stance? Look, the name of this segment right now is, you know, is Spice, which it absolutely is. But in the context of the law, what basis do you have on that if it's presented in front of a judge, a copyright judge?
Well, the law is copyrights expire. The law is copyrights expire, and Disney keeps on lobbying to extend it. So that what the Republicans are saying is, well, we're not going to vote to extend it. But yes, this is spite. And what concerns me, and we saw this really, I'm sure it happened before, but it was out in the open where President Trump was going after Harley and referring, like when they would speak badly against them. You saw this spite. Again, I know they threaten to take away, like, the NFL's monopoly when the NFL doesn't play nice, and they threaten a Major League Baseball, but those weren't as heavy-handed. With Trump, it was heavy-handed. This seems very heavy-handed. I don't, like, it goes back to the whole corporations or business or people, too. I really don't like the government stepping on the scale so much. Like, if you don't play nice with us, we're going to take away these things that are your lifeline. That's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not going for tit for tat, but it is something of note. When Trump, I forgot what it was with Trump, but de Blasio canceled the pool contracts, the city pool contracts with the Trump Organization, and did that out of spite.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Down. A judge reversed that and said, you can't do that. So I'm not saying, well, you know, no. It happens on every side. It's something that... It is a pissing contest, and it's not in the context. They're doing it, which is not in the context of the situation.
Yeah, like that. They haven't like if Matt Gaetz were to present a legal argument, and I know he can't. But if he would go, listen, this is why we think that the copyright should run out. You know, for competition, creative, but whatever for cock the thing you could do. If you could come up with a legal argument, go, okay, I think he's doing it because of the don't say gay thing, but he's saying this. At least then they're couching it in something, you know. But
that's the thing about politicians, and I've we've had the discussion so many times in so many different situations, how they can be so fucking stupid. And we sit there and we look at the right. Well, they did this. How could they be so fucking stupid? And then you look at the left. They did this. How could they be so fucking stupid? If you don't like the law and you want to have a pissing context, go after the copyright with something in a context that pertains to the situation and not to your belief about a position that the organization is taking. You know, I mean, how stupid can you fucking be?
Can you imagine? Now, in our state, we've seen companies leave, usually over tax reasons. That's usually why people leave the Northeast. We have high taxes. But could you imagine if Disney goes, you know what? Fuck it. You want to do Spite? We're pulling out of Orlando. We're taking our shit to North Dakota. All of a sudden, North Dakota is a really big tourist attraction. Then what are these assholes going to do? Again, they both need each other. This is really stupid. These Republicans should understand, listen, who knows what Disney really thinks, but a lot of the people who work for them are gay. So they have to do this, because if they don't have people working for them, they can't run the teacups, and people ain't going to come if you can't fly on Dumbo or go in the teacups. So just be chill. Do shit on the...
You got to use your head. Look, my position on this is the law. I think is a good law. The gay people that work for Disney are complaining. You want to know something? Just do your job. Dress up like, I mean, nobody. What are you going to do? You're going to leave? Who's going to fucking hire Snow White? All right, Disney.
Well, I know seven short fellers who might.
Right. So you know, I'm like, that's funny. But like I said, on those three things, that's my opinion. Well, what about the copyright? It doesn't have a damn thing to do with what's going on. And stop basing a decision on something that is not pertaining to the copyright. It has nothing to do with it. So stop trying to make, you know, it does a point of law on that. I mean, to the extent of, now, let's say, well, why shouldn't the extent? Well, Disney makes a shit ton of money on that. You know, maybe it's a time where that, you know, the somebody else should have that, you know, a copyright, or the copyright sort of expires so somebody else can profit from it, not them. Those are arguments we could sit till the cows come home and discuss. But on the situation that the support of the Don't Say Gay bill, it just nothing there. It's not substantive.
All right. Let's do some School of Fools. We all kind of agree that this is Spidey, but it's very scary because so much is at stake.
You gotta pick and choose your battles, yeah. If you want to, you know. I mean, and they're not.
All right.
I just kind of wonder what they think it would benefit them in the state in the long run if they let the copyright run out, and then who's going to take over everything now? China.
They don't think, that's why I said at the top, they don't think about the long run. They're just throwing out red meat to their mouth breathers. The people are not thinking logically. They're like, oh, we'll punish, this is why it's an outstanding display of spite. This is clearly done on spite. Well, we'll show the mouse.
But they're also, it's also a freedom of speech issue, where if you, and like I said, you know my position on everything. However, you have your right to protest, you have your right to change your position, you have your right to be outspoken. What, for the government? For the government to turn around and say you might not extend copyrights because they don't agree with your position? That's going to curtail free speech, and it's going to be with this one, so you're going to watch it proliferate and into other areas if they go through this. So where you can't say something, because it's bad enough already with woke. They're kind of being, we're not against woke. So meanwhile, they're saying something you don't agree with, and you're going to give them a problem? That's wrong.
Excellent point. All right, let's...
School of Fools.
The assistant principal at a Mississippi school has been fired for reading a children's book called I Need a New Butt. It was written by Pip Helix to second graders.
I took that title to heart, really. Yes.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I don't know, it's a heart.
To butt.
Yes. Toby Price said he was asked to set up a Zoom class for the kids at Gary Road Elementary School in Byram, and that when the principal failed to show up as planned, he was told to read them a book. I text my boss. She said, well, go ahead and read. I said, this is Mississippi. How? I wasn't planning on reading, but I went ahead and grabbed one of my books that I had nearby. Okay. I guess it could have been worse, you know. But I don't know what books are lying, or what grown man is lying around with children's books, but whatever. Each your own. One of my favorites, I read it. I need a new butt. It's hilarious, he said, adding that he had read the fun, silly book at the previous school and never had an issue with it. He said that there were other books that have much more suggestive material that are much more widely accepted. But shortly after the class ended, Price said he was summoned to the principal's office and told that parents might complain about his choice of book. He was placed on administrative leave. The bummed, New York Post, educator said that to his knowledge, no parents have complained, but that the Hinds County, that's ironic, Hinds County School District felt it was inappropriate due to its use of words like butt and fart, the network reported. But the children! The book also reported including cartoon images of a child's hiney. Ay, ay, ay. The school district superintendent wrote in Price's termination letter that he showed a lack of professionalism and impaired judgment for picking the book. I just think that, you know, this was a pretty harsh reaction. I've been in education for 20 years. I've never had a disciplinary everything, but put in my file, and I didn't for being late. So I was blown away. A description for I Need a New Butt, a children's book written by Dawn McMillan, says a child tries to find a new butt after he discovers that his has a huge crack. Will he choose an armor-plated butt, a rocket butt, a robot butt? Find out in this quirky tale of the tale, which features hilarious rhymes, delightful illustrations, said. Children and parents will love this book. No ifs, ands, or buts, about it, the description had. Price said he plans to appeal his firing at a hearing. I am just looking for some help to pay my bills while I look for another job. He's got a GoFundMe. He said if I had to do it all over again, I'd still share the silly, funny book with the kids because they need them. This world's harsh, serious, dark place, and everybody needs a little bit of silly and a little bit of laughs every now and then. They just need that reminder that it's not all bad all the time. As a little side note, I will tell you that my father and his older brother used to torment my younger aunt by telling her that she needed a new butt because there was a crack in it, and she believed it. So apparently this is a thing. But, I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing?
It's a children's book. It's not like the book was called Where Did My Asshole Go? You know, I mean, it's a children's book. You know, it was a book written for children. It's not something that he found or made up. It was a children's book. And it's like, oh, the words like butt and fart. Kids love that shit. I did.
Absolutely. It's right in their wheelhouse. I giggled when you said butt and fart.
We noticed.
Of course it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, no, we have an educator that, according to him, has gone 20 years without any disciplinary action, and we're just going to throw him away for this?
They're so stupid. This is colossally stupid. I mean, what is this? And this one principal, he's worried about butt and fart. Do you really have nothing else to worry about? And nobody complained.
Right. That's a big thing.
Nobody complained. And from with everything that you're trying to put on kids nowadays. You know, we just did the last story about this. This is a problem? I mean, I don't know with these school teachers. I don't know what goes through their head. I really don't. It's a different world. It's one not based in reality sometimes.
Let's remember.
It is.
Let's remember. The reason the assistant principal had to read this book, because the principal didn't show up. How about we fire the principal? How about he shows up, and then the principal, you know, he's just following orders. I found a book. How about you show up and do your job, stupid?
Yeah, it's not like he was reading a penthouse forum. All right, you're never going to believe this, but this happened to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what's funny? You know what's funny, Joe? You say that, but I could picture us doing a story where something like that happened. Because this.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa 2i says, what a waste of time and resources. Absolutely.
Hey, nobody forces you to listen to this shit. You do that on your own. She wasn't talking about us? Oh, okay.
They come home from school. What did you learn today? Well, somebody petted a chicken. Well, what do you mean? Well, the man read a story and said, her hand brushed my cock, and I figured that she was grooming a chicken.
Oh, my God.
You can't read penthouse forum to him, okay?
There you go.
I know.
Stop it, Jim. Yeah, no, it's just such ridiculous, like, you know, a tempest in a teapot. But, and what are you trying to say, mister, that you object to a picture of a kid's butt crack? Are you reading too much into it? Are you sexualizing this? You fucking perv! It's a kid's butt! Come on!
It wasn't a book adapted to a children's story. It was a children's story.
Well, Joe, that's not really okay. We all agree on this, but we've done many stories where children's stories are deemed objectionable because of, you know, two mommies or two daddies. So there's lots of children's books that people find objectionable. We just don't think this book was one of those.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. This is so dumb. We've seen a lot of stories of teachers bringing up ridiculously racist and crazy lesson plans, but this was so incredibly harmless. And to take an educator with that many years of experience and no problems and to throw him out, that God, what a world.
All right, let's do a story that'll cheer you up. Let's do some Turbulent Air.
This is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see a beautiful serene river. Look to your left, majestic mountains. Uh-oh, straight ahead it seems like we have a big black cloud. We're gonna need you to fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it looks like we're in for a turbulent flight.
All right, a Southwest Airlines passenger allegedly masturbated in front of a woman on four separate occasions on a flight from Seattle to Phoenix. That can't be that long of a flight.
I didn't have a chance to look up flight duration on that, where this guy could crank one out three times.
Four!
Beg your pardon.
telling cops he didn't do anything wrong and actually thought it was kind of kinky. Antonio Sherrod McGarity was sitting next to the horrified woman aboard Flight 3814 and exposed himself to her shortly after takeoff on Saturday. The sicko exposed his penis by pulling down his pants. Exposed. Well, he didn't do like an expose on it. I mean, that's the only way he's going to expose his penis. CBS News has just obtained this expose of McGarity's penis. So the sicko exposed his penis by pulling down his pants and shorts and proceeded to masturbate during the first hour of the flight, the woman said in her criminal complaint. She suspected that McGarity ejaculated because he licked a white substance from his fingers. Okay. The woman began, Pip's covering her eyes like she's about to. The woman began snapping photos of McGarity. She's a victim. The woman began snapping photos of McGarity. Pip, are you being triggered? Are you all right?
I totally am. It's just so...
You know what? It's funny that this guy could... Do you mind if I masturbate? I get a dirty look if I have to ask them to move to take a piss.
Right! Right.
All right, so let me continue.
Oh, my God.
The woman began snapping photos of McGarity. He thought it was a photo shoot. Really, if you could take it from my left side, my penis prefers that. who allegedly used both his left and right hands to pleasure himself for about an hour before he finally fell asleep, according to the report. The victim reported his brazen lewd behavior to a flight attendant and was allowed to move to another seat for the remaining 2 hours. So I guess it's a three-hour flight. Wow, I didn't know. When interviewed by the FBI in Phoenix, McGarity allegedly admitted to his shocking behavior and was slapped with federal charges. McGarity advised he asked the female witness if she minded if he masturbates, according to the complaint cited by the outlet. According to McGarity, the female witness put her hands in the air and said, it really doesn't matter. That's a team player. That's a gal. The man thought her response was kind of kinky and believed she was comfortable with him masturbating. we're good, right? We're good. Just sit there in horror if you're fine. A Southwest spokesperson told the Daily Beast, which is a great outlet to be reporting on a man jerking off. The Daily Beast. That's what I call my session. The Daily Beast.
The Beast. I mean, that's what he just calls his member, The Beast.
The Beast. Do you mind if The Beast comes out for a little look-see? All right. It doesn't matter.
Do not release the fucking Kraken.
I will. Right in your new hiney. A Southwest spokesman told the Daily Beast that the airline has imposed a lifetime ban. Oh, no, I can't fly Southwest. On April 2nd, we received... That's like the Will Smith thing. You can't go to the Oscars for 10 years. Thank you. On April 2nd, we received reports of inappropriate customer behavior on flight 3814 from Seattle to Phoenix. The situation was reported to crew members while in flight, and the captain contacted law enforcement to meet the aircraft upon arrival. Southwest said through a representative that we're just thrilled it wasn't the captain this time. We immediately placed the passenger on our no-fly list. Well, his fly was open, resulting in a lifetime ban from traveling on Southwest. Last year, a Southwest pilot was arrested for allegedly exposing his genitals during a flight from Philadelphia to Orlando, though that incident was not witnessed by passengers. All right. All right, Pip, if you want to say your piece on this, this was your blog, but I do have questions. But say your piece.
Okay. I do not care if you want to pull your PUD at home.
Thank you. I'm glad you don't object, because I am. You only see one hand right now.
Wait. I am wondering where your hand is right now.
I am.
The thing is,
hey, I am with the Daily Beast.
Do whatever you want to do at home. Knock yourself out. That's not the problem. It's doing it next to a person on a plane. And then having the balls to say that the woman was like, nonchalant about it, or that you thought, oh, maybe she's kinky and she's into it with me. No. Don't you fucking gaslight this woman who's stuck sitting next to you in a plane. I am sure that she did not say, yeah, knock yourself out. No, come on, please. People have been doing this, you know, oh, did she say no? Did she really say no? What are you supposed to say when you're stuck in a chair on a flight for hours with this right next to you?
I will answer that question for you, dear. What are you supposed to say? No, don't do that. That's what you say.
Well, you know what? And who's to say that she didn't? Because we're going to take this guy's word for it?
He seems fairly honest about it.
This is unacceptable. There's no way this is acceptable.
I understand the behavior is not ideal. But let's say that she did say it doesn't matter, for the sake of argument. But okay. is that saying yes? That's what I'm really intrigued by. Is it doesn't matter the same as an affirmative answer? That's what intrigues me. I don't know. Not that he should have done it. Clearly, he shouldn't. At least not to this woman, because she's a fucking complainer, Karen. But you know. But I mean,
this is not a Karen.
This is a Karen. She's a Karen.
Did she really put her hands in the air like she didn't care?
Yeah. She waved them. Well, he couldn't. His were busy. But you know what? I kind of think if she did say it doesn't matter, again, not that he should have, but I kind of think of it doesn't matter is closer to yes than no. It's closer to yes than no.
It is, but I have a hard time believing that that's what she said, particularly because she chose to complain about it later.
Well, this is entrapment. Hold, you know what? I'm tired of these women entrapping these innocent men in these situations. He asks a question. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm game for it. And then she Karens it. You know what? Let's be a team player. Yes or no? Let's understand where we all sit here.
See, what happens is the airlines should have a no-jerking off light, you know, like a hand around the cock with a no thing on it.
Sure.
And the light comes on. Please refrain from jerking off.
Yeah, but it's turbulent. You're going to hurt yourself.
You know what sound it makes when the light goes off? Dong!
Funny. But, you know, let's think about this first.
If he's not going to hit turbulence, he would have pulled the thing off like it was starting a lawnmower.
I do think it's time, since these airlines charge premiums for everything, that we have a sex section on the flight, whether it be a solo sex or sex with somebody. Let's stop throwing these people into bathrooms where they can't get things done and it's uncomfortable and other people have to use it. Let's sell at a premium sex sections.
Now, would this qualify for the Mile High Club?
Four times. So he's 4 miles.
4 miles. Yeah, can we discuss this? The amount of times in an hour? Don't you have to stop and make a sandwich or have a cigarette in between? Jesus, that's a lot.
Well, now he's impressive.
Let's it is impressive if he completed four times. I don't think he completed just to be touching yourself four times. We call that Saturday here. So, I mean, that's nothing. That's nothing special. But if he completed four times, now I'm intrigued. This is a young buck.
Yeah, I'm saying.
She accused him of ejaculating because he licked a white substance from his fingers. You know?
What do we think about that?
If they weren't serving pastry on that flight, yeah, that could be a problem.
Did you have strudel?
I'm sorry. No, I do not want to watch you do that. Oh, my God. And it's not just this woman on the plane. I mean, the flight attendants have to walk back and forth. There's people walking past to go to the bathroom or whatever. People are seeing this shit.
Yeah, well, hold on. Keep your eyes down. Keep your eyes forward. This show isn't for you. This is between me and the lady over here. This is not for you.
No.
You can't put your tray table down because if he fucking hits it while he's beating off, he's going to knock your nuts all over and that little cup of fucking soda they give you.
It's his tray table. It's his tray table. It can be up or down. What do you care? It's his tray table.
Well, what if he's sitting on the aisle? How are you supposed to get past that to use the bathroom?
You hope it's down and to the left, like the Magruder film.
Touching the arm of the chair that we have to share. I don't want to touch him the back of the seat. I don't want him handing me anything. I don't want to. Oh God, no! I mean, there needs to be a hazmat decontamination unit.
All right,
coming in.
Relax, Pip. Hold on. It, Pip. It.
Never washed.
Hold on.
Right?
Hold on. Stop. It's sperm, not plutonium. You'll be okay. Relax.
Where that's been or what's
in it. Is that
what
you tell yourself when you're on the road and you get this shit hotel and go, I'm fucking tired. I gotta go to sleep. I don't give a shit what this is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
It might as well be plutonium. I don't know what kind of biological warfare chemicals he's got in there. I don't know what he's
and this,
do. I don't want that near me.
And this is why with your bad back, you have to make your own popcorn. It's this type of attitude right there.
There's nothing wrong with him, and he sees the doctor.
But let's talk briefly about the licking of the fingers with the substance. How do we feel about that? You know, it's. I honestly, I can say I've never done that. Never. But here's
I can
the
honestly say I've never done that either.
But the thought has crossed the mind, and then I think, well, you know, if I expect her to, well, why shouldn't I? You know, it's like that. If you think about it logically, like if you expect somebody who you love or are paying for to do that, you know, shouldn't you have an idea of what is going on? If you think about it logically all the way through. Forget about where he was. Forget about that he was on a plane. We're just talking about the act of licking his fingers, what he's done.
But the thing about it is like, if you see that, you're like, oh, my God. Then you go, well, he dropped his pants, and then he started to jerk off. This is surprising.
Yeah, what'd you
icing on the cake for the
fingers. Oh, no.
If I wanted to see strudel, I would have flown on LaFonza.
It's just, that's beyond the pale. The licking of the fingers. God. Oh.
So as a general rule, Pip, and forgetting about the flight, no man should lick his fingers.
Not afterwards.
Okay.
No.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. As a general rule, should a woman take that substance in the mouth?
It's different.
How? Same substance.
No. It's sort of like, listen, there's, it. No, it's just different, man. It's not your own. No.
All right.
You guys want to like do that and you know they taste sperm whatever. No, it's just this guy doing this to himself in public. If he wants to do that at home, I really don't care.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
I really don't care.
I would tell the
flight attendant, look, I've had enough. I told you three times, you jerked off foot. Look at him. I got the Colonel Sanders of cum sitting right next to me. I want to get the hell out of here.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
put me in fucking baggage. I don't give a shit. I'm not sitting here.
You know, you did raise an interesting point, though, perhaps unintentionally. She sat there for four of these. I mean, after the first one, aren't you hitting the little flight attendant thing, trying to get somebody over? Hey, we got a problem. Yeah, she said, so that kind of makes me think maybe she didn't care. Maybe she didn't. She sat through four times until she finally complained. I got to tell you.
What would be the impetus to all of a sudden care if you didn't before?
Maybe she felt inferior. Like, who has this type of stamina? I don't know.
Maybe the fourth time he was licking his finger and he was like, all right, this is disgusting.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Joel, I think that's what it was. Because, listen, if you're mortified the first time the Daily Beast makes his appearance, I understand. I understand you should not be subjected to that. But you know what? If the Daily Beast has emerged three times and now it's the fourth one, no, you're the problem. You are the problem.
Wait a second. Lisa T.Y. has the line. She says that's finger-licking gross.
Yeah. You know, Lisa, it's unfortunate you're not a team player either. That's what we're learning. There's a lot in the solo stories, we don't have a lot of team players. It's very sad.
Listen, what if some woman was... Now, I know that, you know... Vaginal juices don't necessarily gross a lot of men out. Some are grossed out. But what if she was, like, fingering herself and was having her period and started licking that off of her finger?
You know what happens?
Wouldn't you lose your goddamn
No,
mind?
Pip, you know what happens? You know what happens? We don't have a fucking story that the New York Post is talking about because men know how to keep their fucking mouth shut. You know what we find out about this story, Pip? On Reddit. That's where you find out about this story. When a guy goes on Reddit, goes, get a load of this. We don't complain about it. We want to see the show.
You want to see the show.
Absolutely. Right. I guarantee you, if I'm on that flight and there's a chick doing that, I'm not seeing anything until Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on the first segment of the show when I go, get a load of this. Load, huddle. Anyway.
You know what? It's like, what if... So say it was... I don't know. Say that she is a lesbian and she doesn't want to see sperm ever.
Pip, that's fine. Four times. On time one, we have a problem over here. Four times, we're in this together. I'm sorry. I kind of believe this guy.
You got to figure recovery time before you get a rod back up, and then it's back to pulling and tugging, and you would figure, yeah, so a wee while has gone by at the fourth.
A wee while.
I cannot imagine sitting there for the first round.
Right!
For myself.
Right! If it was round one, this wouldn't be a story on this show, because we've seen that enough. But four times, and now I'm kind of believing this guy when he said, she says it didn't matter. Apparently the first three didn't!
It could be on Southwest. You know, there's nothing we could do. God forbid... If he's not wearing a mask, they'll throw him right off. He can just splash his sauce all over aisle 1-3. You know, that's not a problem.
And don't worry. The cleanup crew will get that when we land. It's fine. But you know what? I'm kind of thinking here, the woman, the more we've talked about this, the woman is the problem because she sat through three of these and now she's decided she's offended.
Maybe he was being discreet.
No.
But then when he started licking everything, that was like, oh, no, oh, my God, that's the line.
And the thing about it is, he pulled down his pants and shorts and proceeded to masturbate. It's not like, you know, his blanket was moving up and down.
Right.
Down goes the pants. It's showtime, kids. You know, so...
Yeah, you know what, honestly, and this has no legal barrier, I don't know what the law states, but if I'm the judge, I go, lady, You know what? First of all, you should have said, no, don't do that. But you know, after the first time you don't raise a stink, you can't blame the guy. You're here for the show. You know,
I can't blame the guy. You're not doing this on a plane. Stop.
Pip, I understand. Pip, I understand. I understand. I'm not encouraging. But what I'm saying is, when you hear the guy say that she says it doesn't matter and throws up his hands, and she sits there for an hour and watches three shows without saying a thing, and that's the fourth time, I kind of believe this guy. I would. You know what? If I was in this guy's position, and I wouldn't be, I'd probably go, I kind of thought she was into it. You know, after the first time, wouldn't there be a problem?
I kind of think now it's BS.
I don't know. I don't know. I listen, on time one, if I'm the one, I go, please don't do that. I have a nut allergy. I mean, on the first time.
I have a nut allergy. Holy crap.
Yeah, all right. So, listen. So, here's the rule, kids. Here's the rule.
That's funny. After 2 hours, the woman was offered another seat. And thought, why do you need to move? Because I'm using a compact. My powder in my nose with a splooge mop, lady. I gotta get out of here.
I need a hazmat cleanup. That's why I want to move.
Here's the rule for everybody flying. First time you do it, there's a chance you're in the wrong. You should not do that. You might be brought up on federal charges. If after the first time she's still there, hey, it's a free show. Let's see how many times we can do this before we land. Them's the rules. You get one crack at it, ladies. You protest the first time, and you're completely in the right. If you say, no, you will not do this here. Excuse me, ma'am, we need to move my seat. After the first time, if you're still sitting there, I guess we're having a party. I'm in. Let's go.
Well, Lisa said, I'm surprised he doesn't have carpal tunnel. I am, too. That's why he switched hands. He's trying to break it up a little.
You know what? Here's what we're learning about Pip and Lisa. Lazy, prudish lovers. That's what we're learning about Pip and Lisa tonight. Just no imagination, no appreciation, no tolerance. That's very sad. Very sad.
Nope. Different rules for lovers. Complete stranger sitting next to me. I want nothing to do with your splooge. Well,
let me ask you a question. You ever have a one-night stand?
What's that?
Well, all of a sudden she can't hear. I said, did you ever have a one-night stand?
Yes.
That's a complete stranger, stupid. He got a splooge all over you. You were fine. Let's move on.
Oh, that was like my one-night stand that made the CD, yeah.
See? He brought it up. He brought it up this time, not me.
No, but you have agreed to have consensual sexual contact. I did not agree.
Pip.
In a hotel room in Hot Pot, New York. I was not on an airliner.
Thank you.
I guarantee you, many one-night stands have started with, it doesn't matter. I guarantee you, after closing time at the bar, there are many stories across this great land with,
closing time at the bar is really far afield from the airplane.
I was a little tipsy. I was a little horny. He seemed kind of cute. The batteries in my rabbits were dead. He took me home. I said it doesn't matter. How many stories are there like that? Come on now.
I'm sure, but it wasn't like, you know, you made this agreement in between, like, the in-flight movie and, and, you know, the coffee cart.
This is just a woman who has buyer's remorse. That's what this is. She's trying to return the experience. No. Once he poked out, your ticket was punched. You had your opportunity for a refund. You had your opportunity to walk out of the show. Once you're staying, you're waiting for the finale.
And let me tell you something. Maybe your cries weren't heard, because when they get that cart in the middle of the aisle and they're doling out soda and coffee, Al-Qaeda could be running up the aisle.
That's true. Everything is about, did you really want the whole can of 7-Up? You're going to fight me for it?
Yeah, I love that too. You know, for what you pay to fly, to give you a half can of soda. What are you, my mom? Whatever, give me the whole can of soda.
Yes.
I think I think due to the lateness of the hour, we should skip we should skip our drunks in the news and our final story tonight, and probably should take our last break of the evening so we can reset for scamming scammers. I think that would be the
move.
I agree.
All right.
Yeah, I got to my nose doesn't feel well. I got to go to bed, so
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
I got a cold.
Oh.
Okay. So he doesn't feel good.
Okay. Sorry.
Poor Joe.
No, not poor Joe. There's no poor Joe. There's only poor people that have to deal with Joe. That's all there is. All right. I'm just queuing up the music. That's what I'm doing here, kids. I'm not.
All right. Well, we weren't sure. They could have been anything. As long as we said, we don't care.
Here we go. All right. So on the break, we got new music from P.O. Hartnett with Grand Prix. And you can learn more about P.O. at fluttertone.com. And we also have new music from Kid Alina with Best Friends Forever. And you can learn more about Kid Alina at khb-music.de. Come back, we'll do some scamming scammers.